This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Portland, Oregon appeared to have a quiet night Sunday after 100 days of protests since the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. There were no reports on local media of demonstrations downtown or in southeast Portland where violent clashes with police took place late Saturday and early Sunday morning. Hundreds of people gathered for rallies and marches Saturday night, as often violent demonstrations that have happened nightly since Floyd hit the 100-day mark. Molotov cocktails thrown in the street during a march sparked a large fire and prompted police to declare a riot. Police confirmed that tear gas was deployed to defend themselves and said 59 people were arrested, ranging in the age from 15 to 50. The mayor of Rochester, New York, says reforms are coming to the police department as community elders seek to bring calmer minds to a fifth night of demonstrations over the March death of Daniel Prude. He lost consciousness after police held a hood over his head. Mayor Lovely Warren announced that the crisis intervention team would move from the police department to the city's Department of Youth and Recreation Services during a news conference on Sunday. The police chief, LaRon Singletary, said he supports the need for reform and is now working with experts and clinicians in getting services for people with mental health issues that bring them into repeated police contact. More than 1,000 protesters gathered for the march. India has crossed the coronavirus tally of Brazil with 4.2 million cases. It became the second worst hit country on a day when urban metro trains partially resumed service in the capital. More than 90,000 cases have been added to India's caseload in within a 24-hour period. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.